Hey! Glad to see you haven't disappeared into thin air. I feel like you haven't invited me over in so long. It's just been voice calls and video chats for months. But, hey, I'm here now. Can I get a hug? It's so nice to see you. In person, too. It's much better than just staring at a screen. Oh, by the way, I brought some stuff. Why did I air quote stuff? Well, because they're not really specific things, and they'll serve a better purpose for later. It'll make more sense in a bit. Trust me. Here, let's go sit on the couch. So, tell me, what's been going on in that busy little head of yours? We haven't seen each other in person for a bit. And when you called me to come over about something bothering you, you had much less enthusiasm than when I walked through the door just now. In fact, I can see it in your eyes. They aren't their usual sparkly appearance that I would see when we used to hang out. So, what goes on? Well, from my understanding, part of the reason we haven't been able to get together for so long is because of your schedule. You've just seemed so busy, and I don't think I've ever seen you take a break. What do you mean you don't need a break? Well, you can't just keep working forever. You have to take a moment to take care of yourself. Here, let me ask you something. When was the last time you did something for yourself and not for the sake of others?
That long?
Well, that just won't do. Okay, this may be random, but can I make you a sandwich? Well, you're always doing favors for other people and getting so much work done. It's about time that someone did something for you. So, I am offering to make you a sandwich. Will you accept my offer, or do you just want to sit here on the couch staring at each other?
I honestly don't hate the second option, but I want to make sure you've eaten something today.
Good. Now, direct me to your kitchen, and I'm going to be bringing the stuff, if you don't mind. Alright, so we've got our bread. I'm just going to go ahead and toast 2 slices. And while that's toasting, I want to show you some of the things I brought. No, they're not suggestive. They're just regular little items. Okay, so I got you some flowers. 4 flowers, to be exact. Here, I'll hand them each to you. This one is a daisy. It has so many beautiful white petals that all connect in a spiral. Very pretty. And here's a poppy, one of the most delicate yet gorgeous flowers on earth. Also very pretty. Now we have baby's breath, with its cutesy, bubbly appearance. These are very popular in wedding bouquets. And last but not least, the rose. Extravagant, luxurious, a little sexy. All around, just a lovely specimen. Oh, shoot, your bread. Let me just go grab that. Okay. We'll just let that cool on the side. So, you see these flowers that you're holding in your hand, correct? Hey, don't look at me. Look at that. I'm trying to make a point. Okay, so you see them, don't you? See how lovely they look sitting in your hand? Good. Now, we don't want them to dehydrate. So, I'm going to fill up a cup of water, and you're going to put them in, alright? Alright, cup's all full. Now, go ahead and put them in. There we go. Beautiful, weren't they? Well, here's the thing. They're actually not supposed to have this much water. Mm-hmm. Flowers grow much more naturally when they find groundwater in fresh soil. I mean, a glass of water certainly helps keep the flowers from wilting, but it's only an outward appearance. On the inside, giving them excess water has stopped their growth. In fact, each one of these flowers have a different growing process. The big, strong rose may not wilt as fast as a soft, delicate poppy, but in the end, it will still wither away into a shrubbery mess on your counter. Where am I getting at with all this? Well, my darling flower, you tell me. Where do you believe that I'm going with this? I don't want you to overwater yourself, silly. If that makes any sense. Just that you're wilting, and you need to be put back on your normal pace. Otherwise, I'll lose my flower forever. Come here. I care about you and your well-being. You don't need to work to please everyone around you, and you can't keep putting yourself off of your own list of people to please. You matter too, okay? Good. Never forget that, alright? You're not allowed to forget that. I won't let you. Now, I'm gonna go finish making you that sandwich, okay? And after that, we can just chill. We won't think about anything you have to do or any of the things getting you down. Just the two of us sitting together. Alright? Good. I'll be right back.